Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Today is one of those special days when we start off with a talk about it question. Here is that question for today. How important is personal happiness to you?
How important is personal happiness to you? Friends, you can think about your answer to this question as we try to answer it together. Well, Garrett, I would say that happiness is important to me, but maybe significance is more important to me. Doing things that are significant or that matter in life might be more important than me feeling happy.
I feel like I have a hard time answering this question. I feel like when you are doing things that are really significant, you also often feel fairly happy. I guess I do think feeling happy is important because it keeps me going and doing the things that I think are important. When I don't feel happy and I feel sad, I tend to feel stuck.
That is an interesting point. Now, friends, we're asking this question because of the topic of our article today. The question is, should you always do the right thing? This question is also the title of our article. Let's find out what we mean by this as we get into the first reading for the day.
Should you always do the right thing? How important is personal happiness? No matter who you are, you likely struggle with the question of whether doing the right thing should always come before your own happiness.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.首先来看形容词 personal， 意思呢是个人的或是私人的。例如 ，Sarah didn't want to share her personal problems at work because they were too private. Sarah 不想在职场上分享她的个人问题，因为他们太私密了。Personal 的副词 personally 是指亲自的，譬如 ，The manager personally thanked every employee.Showing real appreciation for their effort on the project. 经理亲自感谢每位员工对他们在专案上的付出表达了由衷的感谢。Personal 的反义字是 impersonal, 意思是缺乏人情味的或是冷淡的。譬如 The office decor was neat, but strangely impersonal, with no photos or personal touches anywhere. 办公室的装潢得很好，但显得异常缺乏人情味，没有任何照片或是个人化的摆设。
How important is personal happiness? Think about it, friends. Do you love being happy, doing fun things? Or are you okay feeling just meh, not the best, but doing things that are important?We're talking about that today.
That's right. And before we begin, I should say that this is an article where some of the opinions might be a little bit subjective, and it might also matter in what situation. So happiness could be defined as different things to different people. Happiness to some people could mean that they're smiling all the time and feel a general sense of fun in their lives.Happiness to other people could mean a sense of satisfaction and contentment with where they're at.
Absolutely. All right, let's get into it. How important is personal happiness? No matter who you are, you likely struggle with the question of whether doing the right thing should always come before your own happiness.
Wow, there's a lot to take a look at in this sentence, friends. So let's start by talking about the beginning of that sentence, no matter. When we say no matter, we're using this to show that something doesn't change the result.
You could even replace that by saying it doesn't matter. Here's an example with this phrase. No matter what happens, I'll always be your friend.
Another way we might say no matter is regardless of. Regardless of who you are, you likely struggle with this question. And that brings us to the second thing we want to talk about, friends, to struggle with something.
Okay, to struggle with something. That could mean you have difficulty doing or dealing with something, or it just means you're working hard through it. It's not easy, but you're really putting the work in.
And this could be a physical struggle or a mental or emotional struggle as well. Here's a way we could use it in a sentence. Kevin struggles with math, but keeps trying his best. You could also struggle with working through a situation or something difficult that happens in your life.
You could struggle with carrying something heavy. There are a lot of ways we can use that phrase. Here, we're talking about struggling with this question, whether doing the right thing should always come before your own happiness.
We have to talk about another disclaimer here, Garrett, because I think in our article, you'll find that defining what the right thing is kind of depends on your opinion for this article. It's not really a question of if something is morally right or wrong, or maybe it's more of something like if it's right or wrong in society.
Yeah, we're talking kind of about what other people think. When I just see right thing, I think about an absolute yes or no question. There's an absolute right and an absolute wrong. Often, that's just not how the world works.
No, and in our article today, we're going to be focusing more on other people's expectations, what is considered polite or the right thing to do in society.
All right, we have a lot to discuss, and we want to keep on going, so let's read the next part of our article.
Should you always do the right thing? On one hand, making good moral choices earns the trust and respect of others. It also gives you a clear conscience. An example is telling the truth when you'd rather avoid getting in trouble. That may be difficult in the moment, but it often prevents bigger problems later. Also, standing up for someone who is being bullied might not be comfortable, but it helps protect others and shows courage. Living with integrity usually makes you feel better than chasing short-term pleasure.
His conscience told him to return the wallet he had found on the sidewalk. 他的良心告诉他要把在人行道上捡到的皮夹给归还。副词是 consciously, 是指有意识的、刻意的。譬如 She consciously held back her anger, choosing instead to respond in a calm, steady voice. 她有意识地压制住自己的怒气，转而用平静稳重的语气回应。另一个名词是 consciousness, 意思是意识或是知觉。譬如 The patient slowly regained consciousness after the surgery and smiled weakly at the nurse. 病人在手术后慢慢恢复意识，对着护士露出虚弱的笑容。
Okay, let's talk about doing the right thing. That certainly sounds like the right thing to do.
It definitely does. We see a great phrase here at the beginning of our first sentence, friends. On one hand, making good moral choices earns the trust and respect of others. On one hand is used to show one side of a situation or an argument.
Yes. And friends, here is an example with that word. On one hand, I want to study abroad. Now, of course, we're talking about one side. When you see this phrase, it means we're going to talk about the other side of the argument a bit later with another phrase.
That's right, and we'll look at that other phrase in our next section. But first, we're talking about the first argument. Making good moral choices earns the trust and respect of others. We've used this word moral a few times already, friends. And to remind you, this is the lesson or the message of a story, or we could be talking about what is right or wrong.
Yes. For example, the moral of the story is that honesty always wins. Or you might say, this story taught me good morals to live by.
Okay, so we keep going here. It also gives you a clear conscience. An example is telling the truth when you'd rather avoid getting in trouble. Have you ever gotten in trouble before, friends? I'm sure you have. To get in trouble means to be punished or blamed for doing something wrong.
Here's an example. Tony got in trouble for being late to class again. And here we see that sometimes when you tell the truth, you could get in trouble.
But it's still the right thing to do. Telling the truth is important. That may be difficult in the moment, but it often prevents bigger problems later.
That is a good moral to know. Also, standing up for someone who is being bullied might not be comfortable, but it helps protect others and shows courage.
Let's talk about that word bullied, friends. Bullied means to be treated in a mean or hurtful way by other people.
Okay, for example, when she was younger, Peggy was bullied for being quiet. In this case, if you do the right thing or the moral thing, you're helping someone who's being bullied, but there could be a risk. You might get hurt.
Yeah, that's totally true. We see here that living with integrity usually makes you feel better than chasing short-term pleasure.
Well, we've been talking about a few examples where you are showing integrity. That's the state of being honest and doing the right thing, even when it's hard or even when no one is watching.
Oh yes, having integrity is so important. For example, the coach admired Tom's integrity on and off the field. Having integrity shows up in ways like continuing to work when your supervisor isn't there, or doing your homework even when you're really tired. It's doing the right thing even when other people aren't watching.
Okay, so we've talked about a few different examples of this. How can we show integrity and do the right thing even when there are consequences?
All right, friends, we have more to say about this in just a moment. Right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Stand up for it. Bob once saw someone pick on a kid for wearing mismatched socks. Bob stood up, marched over, and said, "Those socks are a bold fashion choice, and I respect them." That's how you stand up for someone and their questionable sock game. Let's break it down. Stand up for means to defend or support someone or something you believe in, especially when they're being treated unfairly. She stood up for her little brother at school. They stood up for their rights. It shows courage, loyalty, and a little bit of righteous energy. You might also hear stand up to means to confront someone directly, often someone in power. He stood up to the bully. Take a stand means making your position clear on an issue. She took a stand against pollution. Stand firm means to hold your ground. Don't give in. Bob stood firm on his chili recipe despite protests. Still, too much cinnamon. So whether you're standing up for a friend, a cause, or a fashion disaster, your voice matters. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Shh.
Should you always do the right thing? On the other hand, personal happiness is also important. If people always sacrifice their own well-being for what they believe is right, they hurt themselves. They can end up exhausted and angry. For instance, always putting others first could prevent someone from pursuing their own dreams. Another example is spending money on a much-needed vacation instead of helping a struggling family member. Happiness and self-care are not selfish. They are necessary for a balanced life. What do you think?
Sacrifice,这个动词,意思是牺牲或是奉献。譬如, parents often sacrifice their own comfort to give their children a better life. 父母常牺牲自己的舒适为孩子创造更好的生活。它的形容词是sacrificial,重音在第三音节,意思是牺牲的或是奉献的。譬如, the hero's sacrificial act at the end of the movie showed his courage and love for his friends. 电影结尾处，英雄的牺牲行为展现了他的勇气以及对朋友们的情谊。来学另一个相关的名词 ，self-sacrifice 是指自我牺牲。譬如 ，love often involves moments of self-sacrifice when we choose someone else's happiness over our own comfort. 爱常包含自我牺牲的时刻，我们在当下选择了他人的幸福而非自己的安逸。And that concludes today's Language Lab. 我们下次见。
Okay, remember, we made one argument already that showing integrity and doing the right thing, is great. It is a good thing to do. Let's talk about the other argument.
The other argument is presented by using a certain phrase, friends, on the other hand. When you see this phrase, you know that this is the second idea or the second opinion. This is used to show a different or opposite side of something.
Okay, here's a sentence with that. I like living in the city, but on the other hand, it's very noisy. Remember, the first phrase we used is on the one hand.
That's right, and now we're talking about on the other hand. Let's see how it's used in our article.On the other hand, personal happiness is also important. If people always sacrifice their own well-being for what they believe is right, they hurt themselves. There's a few things we need to take a look at in this part.
Okay, let's talk about well-being. Of course, we've talked about that earlier this month. This is the state of being happy, healthy, and sometimes comfortable.
And as we all know, exercise and sleep are important for our own well-being. Now, there's something else in this sentence that we need to look at. That word right has quotes around it, Garrett.
So when you sometimes see those quote marks around a word, it means we're, well, what are we saying? We're saying it's what people believe about the meaning of that word.Though we, as an author or a speaker, might see things in a slightly different way.
Exactly. We might not agree with this. Now, of course, we all know that there is right and wrong. But sometimes what people believe is right, it's not actually right. Or it might be right for them, but not for other people. That's why the writer has put quotes around this word.
Okay, so in our last section, we already saw some of the ways in which you could get hurtby doing the right thing. You could get hurt by standing up for a bully, or get in trouble when you tell the truth.
And you can end up exhausted and angry. We see that term end up here, friends, and this means to finally be in a certain place, situation, or position.
We're talking about what happens in the end after something else has happened. For example, we got lost and ended up at a small restaurant by the river.
We see something else in this part of the sentence, friends, and it's that word exhausted. I know I feel exhausted sometimes. This just means very, very tired.
Well, don't feel too exhausted. Let's try and make a sentence. after studying all night, Judy felt completely exhausted.
Let's see this in some examples, friends. We see that we're going to look at one here in our article because we see that phrase, for instance. This just means for example. For instance, always putting others first could prevent someone from pursuing their own dreams. Another example is spending money on a much-needed vacation instead of helping a struggling family member.
Okay, let's talk about one of the words in there. That is much needed. If something is much needed, it's very necessary or very wanted.
Here's how you could use much needed in a sentence. The students took a much needed break after their exams.
Okay, so here that is a very interesting example. Someone might choose to take this vacation they really feel like they need, and that means they're not helping a family member that's struggling.
And there you could say that what is right could be objective. It's not morally right or wrong to not help a family member. It could be subjective.
Yes, but others might have an opinion. They might feel like you're being selfish. Even though sometimes it is important to take that vacation.
And we see something with that word selfish here in the next sentence, friends. Happiness and self-care are not selfish. They are necessary for a balanced life. And here we have a question. What do you think?
What do you think? Well, I think that sometimes those things could be selfish. Kind of like we saw in there, it's all about balance.
It's definitely all about balance. And friends, you can think about your answer to this question as well. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 prevent 加受词 加 from 动名词 点点点的句型。 它是指防止某个人做某件事情，或使某人无法从事某种行为。介系词 from 后面接动名词，表示避免什么的行为。除了 prevent， 类似的动词还有 keep、stop、discourage。例如，让某人不做某事，keep oneself from doing something。来看例句。 We had to keep ourselves from eating all the delicious cake at once. 我们必须让自己不要一次把所有美味的蛋糕吃完。
Friends, we're not done learning about this topic, but we are coming to the end of our time for today. Before we go, it's time for us to review some of the things we talked about.
Okay, today we were talking about, well, this balance between doing something that makes us happy and doing, well, what some people might believe is the right thing to do.
That's right. We talked about how there is right and wrong in life. Some things are definitely right and some things are definitely wrong. But sometimes family or society or our culture says that certain things are right and we need to make a choice if we want to be happy or do those things.
Right. I feel like there are a few things to think about here. One thing is that sometimes doing the right thing and helping others does take sacrifice, and it's totally worth it to have a little less happiness to make the world a better place.
And I think a lot of times if you make sacrifices first, it will bring happiness later.
Totally. But sometimes you do need to have some boundaries. Sometimes you need to do some things that make you happy and others might not see as right.
For sure. Now we're going to talk more about this concept in our lesson tomorrow and look at a specific example, so make sure you come back for that. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.